You are worth every blessing, every promise of God. You are a son and daughter of the Most High. You inherit greatness. Welcome to the Rising with Christian podcast, a place where women put down perfection and pick up tools for self-empowerment and personal clarity. Ladies, this is a space where you don't have to have it all together. On this podcast, we discuss topics like growing in faith, wellness tips, ways to develop your purpose, and ideal lifestyle. To my boss women who need to be refilled, the sister in need of direction, or the men dropping in to stand alongside us, I thank you for showing up. I'm your host, Christian B. Aaron, and let's rise together. Hi guys, and welcome back to my channel. It is Christian, and I am so happy that you are deciding to rise with me today. Y'all, we're talking about the mind today. Ooh, some of us really need to renew our mind. And the enemy has been winning, and self-doubt and procrastination and self-sabotage. And I am here to tell you that it is time to shift your mindset. And I'm going to tell you how to do it with a few steps. You know, this is not a how-to, but I'm going to tell you from a spiritual standpoint, from a personal standpoint, just make you aware of some things that is happening here. Okay? All right, let's get into it. Lord God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your power, your presence, your spirit, God. I just ask that you just really lead us and guide us during our time together, and that you get the glory, and that, God, most importantly, minds are renewed, God. The mindsets are shifted, Lord, and that you get the glory for what is going to take place in this next season of all of the lives of those who are listening. So God, do what only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So how did I even get to this? I got to this topic today because yesterday was rough, okay? I was so in my head. And the thing is, it happens often. It happens like right after I have a major event or I have a major speaking event, and I'm like building all this momentum towards this day. And then like, I just kind of plateau, like what's next and what do I do? And yesterday I kind of shifted back into that mindset, and God was like, we're not doing this today. And like, I am here today, recording this video less than 24 hours later because I shifted my mindset and I applied the word of God. And so I just want to affirm that life is hard. Oh my goodness, it is so hard. And if some of you all share some of the things that you go through, people would be just shocked, right? But you're here and you're resilient, and you know, I just want to call out that the thoughts that we have is holding a lot of us hostage. Like for me, and I'm gonna get real personal, there was a time in my life where I was procrastinating so hard that even when I knew God was telling me to do certain things and I knew that God was gonna back me up, I still procrastinated and I held off. And it's like I began to hold myself hostage in my mind. And so we have to call it out. You have to call out those thoughts, the negativity, the resounding replay in your mind. You have to call it out and you have to give it to God. Because when you suppress things, you cannot fix and heal things that you try to suppress. You have to let it up. You have to let it out. And so I just want to acknowledge that life is hard, that we are not just resilient and happy all the time. But if you see a pattern of sadness, depression, anxiousness, anxiety, these are things that you have to take a deeper look into, okay? And so what do you do? What do you do when you feel like you're trapped in your mind, you're trapped in your thoughts, you're trapped in negativity, you renew your mind. Period. You renew your mind. You renew your mind. Why? Because there is a statistic that says that 60% of what you do on the daily is out of routine. You don't even think about it, right? So 60% of your day is already mapped out. It's already like concretely etched in like your muscle memory, right? And so think about it. If you have thoughts on repeat, you're waking up to defeat. You're waking up taking a step backwards instead of a step forward. You're waking up already being pessimistic instead of optimistic. And so you truly have to renew your mind. There's a scripture, Romans 12:2, and I absolutely love it. It says, do not be transformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm going to say that again. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Some translations say do not transform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? The world influences us so much, whether it's people, community, ads, social media, and it really molds our mind, molds our thinking. It tells us how we should feel about ourselves, right? But this word is saying, do not conform to this world. Do not conform to the world's thinking, the world's ideologies, theologies, the world's DNA, but be transformed by your mind. Allow this to transform you. And so I just want to give you your power back, that you may have been in a rut for a week, for a month, for a few years, but you can change it when you ask God to renew your mind. And so I want to empower you. For some, I want to empower you to simply start. Just start. Just start. Just start. Whatever it is, just start. If you wanna wake up feeling beautiful and confident, just put 10 minutes into your attire today. Put on a red lip, right? Brush down your edges. If you want to start a business, just go online and see what is the process in your city, in your state, right? Just start, or start again. Start again. Some of us have done some things and it didn't work out. We didn't have the support. We didn't have the confidence. We didn't have the resources, the education. Insert your thing there, right? We didn't have X, and so we don't want to do it again. And God is requiring you to either start or start again. Do it over. Have faith. Have confidence, okay? And so it's, for me, it's almost like I said earlier, like every like 1.5 to 2 months, I find myself in this space again. But I am so empowered. Like, I got connected to my vision, which is something you have to do to renew your mind. And when I tell you, I have been like nonstop ever since. I was excited to go to bed because I knew when I woke up, I'm going to be filming this video. I got reconnected to my vision. Where are you trying to go? What are you trying to accomplish? What impact are you wanting to make in your life first? In the lives of those around you, what legacy do you want to leave? What will bring you joy and peace and happiness on the day to day? Do you need to get active? Do you need to go and join a team, or you know, pick up a sport or a habit? Like what are you going to do to simply start? It is time. And there's so many people that feel like they have tomorrow and they have next year. But guys, tomorrow is not promised. I'm a preacher and I'm a nurse. And I've seen so many situations where life happens and things shift and change. And so you, with every breath in your body and the movement of your mind, you have to say, God, I'm going to use this to move me closer to my next. You may not be where you want to be, but you sure ain't going to get there if you're not moving and having progress in your life and you aren't shifting your mindset. It's so important. If your heart is your engine, your mind is like a steering wheel, and it helps navigate you to the destinations that you are trying to go, okay? So how are you feeding your mind? The truth is, the enemy does not want you to have action or progress. He doesn't want it. And if you find yourself every time you have momentum, or every time you're making strides, or every time you get a blessing, you feel like there is an attack, or you are afraid an attack may happen, and you may not even want the bountiful blessings of God because you don't know what's to come. That's the enemy, y'all. He comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can distract you, if he can scare you, if he can instill fear, then his job is done. And so guess what? You have to push through that thing. It's like an airplane pushing into the atmosphere. Like, you have to push. You have to push, and you have to excel, and you have to go to limits and speeds that you've never gone before you can see a result. But a lot of us are stopping right here on the before we can even take off. You know what that thing is, like the tarmac, or I'm not sure what it's called, but we are stopping before we can even pick up speed to take off into the air, okay? So the enemy wants you to stop. He doesn't want you to have a different mindset. He doesn't want you to feel resilient. He doesn't even want you to believe that you can accomplish what it is you're wanting out of your life. All right? So you have to understand that there is an adversary. It's normal to doubt, but don't stay there. It's normal to question things, but don't stay there. It's normal to say, I don't know if I had the capacity, but don't stay there. The thing that has helped me in this season of my life, I read this book called Who Not How, and it's really expressed that you're not the one that has to do every part of the vision and the process. You have to go to the right who's instead of going to how. How am I going to start this business? How am I going to get funding? No, go to the right who's, go to the right people that have the resources and the connections, right? And ultimately, God is the ultimate who, okay? God is the ultimate who. So when you lean in on God and you trust God and you give your mind, your thoughts, your actions, your plan, your vision to God, God is going to place you in the right rooms and around the right people, okay? So again, we have to not conform to the world, but we have to be transformed in our mind, okay? And so I have a couple questions that I want you to just ponder on as you talk about your mind. What is the next faithful step that God is requiring you to make? Not anybody else, not those around you, not what you did in the past, what you think you might work. In your quiet time, in your devotion, what is the next step that God is required? For somebody, it may just be straightening up your house so that you can even think clearly. It may be throwing out and going through closets in your bedroom so that when you wake up, your mind is not cluttered and overwhelmed. For somebody, it may be submitting that application. It may be going back to school. It may be asking for forgiveness. It may be, eating well, going to whatever your next step is that will propel you into your future. You have to do it. Let's renew your mind. Like stop pushing off what you can do today for tomorrow. Okay? Stop saying, I'm gonna do this tomorrow. Do it today. Like, even for me, like in my house, like I broke down so bad last week, y'all. I just moved. House was crazy. I couldn't find stuff. I'm just like so overwhelmed. I called my husband. He talked me just, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I realized, like, My community has to be in order. My home has to be in order. And so it's the simple things that the enemy can use to distract you. Okay. So what is the next faithful step that you need to take? The next question is, what is the enemy trying to block you from? Who do you need as a part of your accountability circle? Okay. And what truths are you believing? Because sometimes it's easier for us to believe the lies of the enemy than it is to believe the truth of God. So you are wonderful and you're his prized possession and you're more than a conqueror and you're above and not beneath. Are you walking in that posture? Do you believe that? So what is one truth that you are going to believe? We know we believe the lies. We know that we attach ourselves to these lies, okay? But what is one truth you are going to stand on and you are going to believe today? We're not going to worry about 5 weeks from now, 10 weeks from now, because we know, y'all, we get overwhelmed and that's just too much. Today, what is one truth you're going to believe and how is it going to shift your atmosphere, your posture, your mindset, your attitude, your confidence, your swag? Like, what are you believing, risers? What are you believing? All right. And so there is one more scripture that I want to leave with you all. And it comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it reads, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Whatever is admirable, like, let that marinate. Whatever is true, whatever is admirable, whatever is noble, whatever is right, think about such things. So when those negative thoughts come and those voices that are not productive and are not healthy and filled with fear and anxiety and worry and stress, that is not, you have to resist your plate. Okay, you have to turn it down and say, "I am not doing that today. I am not thinking that way. I'm going to think about positivity. I'm going to think about love, happiness, joy. I'm going to think about progression. I'm not going to think about what happened last year. I'm not going to think about how COVID stopped my production. I'm not going to think about all the engagements I want to have or the people I want to, you know, that I look up to and I admire. I'm going to think about the good things that feed my soul." And so what are you feeding your soul? What are you watching on social media? What are you watching on Netflix and Hulu? What are you listening to? How are you dressing? How are you showing up? All of these things are portals that the enemy uses to infiltrate our lives and influence us. And I mean, I said, what are you wearing? That matters. Because when I'm walking around here with a t-shirt on and my hair looking crazy, and that's my posture for the day. But when I wake up and I get dressed, and I don't have to put on makeup, I'm only doing this for y'all. But when I get dressed, my posture and my confidence and my swag and my productivity shifts, okay? And so it says, think about such things. Control what you are thinking about. And so let me just encourage you real quick. Somebody on here is not even thinking that they're worthy for what they're asking and believing God for. Someone is saying, "Wow, I've messed up," or "I haven't talked to God in so long," or "I haven't made the right decisions," and the list truly can go on and on and on. Because what does the enemy want us to do? He wants us to be engulfed in guilt and shame. But I want to speak life into you right now. You are worth every blessing, every promise of God. You are a son and daughter of the Most High. You inherit greatness. You inherit resilience. You are not a procrastinator. You do not self-sabotage. You do not hold off on things that you can do today, okay? You are brilliant, talented, gifted, smart, beautiful. You are worthy of every blessing that is coming your way. And so I need you to have confidence. I need you to make moves today. I need you to make progress. I need you to take the first step. I need you to have a plan. I need you to write it down. What is your strategy? What is your vision? Where are you going? Who's going to be impacted? We are no longer going to be recipients of defeat and fear and worry, but we are going to be inheritors of God's grace, mercy, power, love, intention, grace. Come on, guys. Like, we have to remember who and whose we are in this season. So I need you to renew your mind. I need you to shift your thoughts. I need you to take the first step. I need you to cover and anoint yourself in the Word of God, because there's things that you have to do that only you can do. And it needs to be done, because there's boys and girls and people all over the world waiting for your yes, waiting for you to show up. Can you please join me in prayer? Let us pray. God, I thank you so much for this day, Lord. I thank you for your power. I thank you, God, that you can make all things new. Even our mindset, the way that we think, the words that we speak, God, we give it all over to you. God, we're not trying to overwhelm ourselves with, like, what's next and the next 5 years and the next 10 years and what we need to do. God, we're simply saying we trust you with our next move. God, we trust you with our next faithful step. And God, no matter the speed or the pace or the direction, God, you will get the glory. So Lord God, I pray that you stir something up down the inside of us today. God, I pray that we have an urgency, God, to do what it is you called for us to do, Lord God. Because Lord God, as long as we have breath in our body, God, there is something that we are to do. We are to be the salt of the earth. God, so these men and women who are watching, they are worthy, God. Cover them and keep them, God. Encourage them and give them the blueprint that only you can give. We pray all these things in your mighty son Jesus' name. Amen. All right, who's ready to make some moves today, y'all? Ooh, the devil better watch out. So guys, I just want to thank you so much for rising with me today. Please, please, please be sure to like and subscribe to the channel and share this with a friend and continue to stay connected to this ministry, this podcast, because guess what? We have to rise together. So continue to rise because the world is waiting. Go in peace and know that I love you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rising with Christian podcast. There is someone you know who could be blessed by this episode, so share it with a friend, be a blessing, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. All right, guys, have a wonderful week, and don't forget to rise today, because your future is now.